You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another edition of William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. Ben Barrett in the presenter's chair once more, and I'm delighted to say that across from me in the studio is Craig Forsyth. How are you, sir?
Yeah, all very well indeed, Ben. Nice. All very well indeed.
Now, we're recording this actually just prior to racing kicking off on Friday afternoon. So normally I would ask the pundit if they're in good form. Should we just assume you've been in good form today?
Never count your chickens in this game, Ben, because it just comes back to bite you. So let's hope for a good day on Friday. So we've got a little bit of a positive attitude moving into the better stuff on Saturday, because it's a tremendous day's action.
It is. You were with us yesterday. Were you on good form yesterday?
Yes, it was a steady day. The one I wanted to win didn't finish second, but it was a decent day. And I'm sure our first podcast together, we had a nice winner last week.
Did we?
Yes.
Nice.
5-6-1 shot. Simply the bet.
Well, in that case, no pressure. We might try and find another couple again. We are going to be talking about Saturday in general, really, and it's a cracking little day. It's maybe not of the heights of Leopardstown from last weekend, but nevertheless, there are still some mouth-watering encounters at Newbury and Warwick, actually, tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to look at the Kingmaker, and we're going to look at the Betfair Hurdle, but there's also the likes of Altior,
yes,
who makes his comeback.
Eventually.
Yeah, he comes back in trip. And we've got the Native River running. He's a very, very short price, Native River.
He
looks the class act. He's won this race back in 2017 and 2018.
Yep.
And, he looks like he's got a straightforward task as well. So, there'll be plenty of festival clues, but some great racing in its own right for Newbury and Warwick on Saturday.
Definitely. On Native River, he goes up against Might Bite. That was a Gold Cup forecast a couple of years ago. So it's another cracking sort of renewal of that mini rivalry, if you like, as well. It shouldn't be underestimated, even though Native River, as you say, is a very short price. Last time I checked, around about the 1-3 mark, I think it was. Regarding yesterday, I'm just going to ask you one quick question on Shishkin, if it's okay with you.
Yes.
You were obviously with us yesterday, so saw the race. It was a fairly comfortable race. I asked Andy Holding on a podcast on Wednesday what we might learn out of a Shishkin performance of that nature, and he said he didn't really know. Did we learn anything from that performance?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay.
I think first and foremost, I think his class came through.
Okay.
I didn't think he enjoyed the sharp track. The emphasis was a little bit on speed, and it didn't really suit, but his class did show. The Sydney Banks is a listed race.
It is,
So the level of form compared to what some of the others have achieved isn't at the same level. So I am a little bit surprised to see him shoot to the front of the Supreme Market, I think 11-4 at the time of recording.
Yeah, give or
take. His last two wins have come on flat tracks, Newbury, Huntington. The record of horses having the prep run at Huntington before the festival is very poor. I'm just shocked to see him 11-4 favourite for the Supreme. I think there's at least four or five horses that have achieved a higher level of form already, and there's still a lot of potential built into that court for the Nicky Henderson charge on the back of the Sydney Banks victory. So I think he's a little too short, but he was very, very impressive.
And of course, we are only on the 7th of February. We're still over a month away from getting there. So like you say, that does feel a little bit on the skinny side. It is available via williamhill.com and the app if you completely disagree with what we're saying there, but I think you might be right there. Maybe an early favourite to take on in some.
Absolutely. I love getting an angle into an early race and when you're taking 25% and more out the book.
Yeah.
With a horse you want to be against, then hopefully it could be a good start to the festival on the Tuesday.
That's what we would hope for at the very least. A quick word then on a couple of the races that we're not going to preview in massive amounts of depth. Altior, there wasn't a horse around that could catch him on the on the training ground, if you like, so to speak, if you believe comments coming out of his yard, Nicky Henderson's team saying that you couldn't have caught him when Nico de Boinville went down and worked with him at home. Is that a bit of gamesmanship early doors, do you think? A bit of words? Or do we think now we are going to actually get the best Altior? Hasn't been seen since coming up short against Surname in November.
Yeah, indeed. You know, obviously, there was some doubt this season creeping in. Everybody, looking at the way he was finishing off his races, and if you want, getting a little bit outpaced last year, despite, you know, winning Grade 1 races. He won the Queen Mother Champion Chase in fine style. He gave everybody a scare, but again, he just left that impression stepping up in Triple T him an even better light.
Yeah.
And they started off at Ascot, stepping him up in trip, and he lost nothing in defeat.
No.
You know, I was a little bit shocked that, you know, straight away on the back of that, they decided to come back in trip, because Surname, you know, in a small field, dominating on a right-handed track like that is a very, very top-class steeplechaser. So to finish second, you know, he's lost nothing in defeat. I would like to have seen them, you know, persevere with him at that distance, but they've decided to come back in trip. He's obviously the class act, and, you know, I think he's going to take all the beating. There's absolutely no doubt about that. He's had 77 days off. I think he's had a little hiccup or two. He did miss an engagement over Christmas at Kempton.
Yeah, that's right.
Because there was talk about a King George, and then they was going to run him in the 2 mile race the following day.
Yeah.
But he ended up missing both. Good to see him back. You know, he is a top class, a Grade 1 horse, and I'm sure he can get back to winning ways. You know, he's got a good field to beat. Dynamite Dollars makes his seasonal reappearance, 378 days off. Kalashnikov, he's got a below par run at Cheltenham to come back from, but he was in good form earlier in the season. And Score Royale of Valen Kings, he's on a losing run of 33 at the moment. Big chances on Friday. Keep an eye on that figure heading into Saturday. Could be very important, the form for the Alan King yard. So, yep, good race, but Altior very much the class act, even at the age of 10.
The other big race that we're not going to cover in its fullest, Betfair Denman Chase, Native River, we've already touched on, is 1-3 favourite. Might bite 13-2. Is that a smidge too short, or is that just about justified?
I think that's just about justified. You look at the official ratings here. Native River, you know, he's still capable of running to round about his official figure of 168, where Might Bite in recent starts hasn't been anywhere near his of 163. So, you know, he's, you know, I won't think Might Bite will get too many more chances. If he comes up short again, I think retirement is definitely looming for him, because he just looks like he's, you know, just gone a little bit sour, and he's just not performing to the same level as he was a couple of seasons ago. So 163 as an official mark flatters him, and then when you look to the rest, you know, 149, 148, 142, he's a class act. Yeah, he really is. Like I said, Might Bite isn't at the same level, so Native River could well go off shorter than the 1-3 currently on offer.
1-3 might be a bit of value then, maybe.
Could well be.
Keep an eye out for things like specials and distances and all those extra markets that may be available with regards to a couple of these short prices. Altior also heavily odds on. Let's look ahead to the races we were going to preview in full then. And we're going to start at Warwick for the Kingmaker Novices Chase. Grade 2, Class 1, 2 miles and 54 all-important yards on top of that. We'll just round that down to 2 miles. 6 of them have finally been declared. Nube Negra is 13-8. Precious Cargo, 7-2. Rouge Vif is also 7-2. We then jump in the betting. Moonlighter, 7-1. Torpedo is 7-1. And then there's another big jump to Jingle, 16-1 outsider of the lot. Nube Negra, a warm favourite then, currently. Would that be the selection, or is it somewhere else we're going to go?
I think he's probably the one they all have to beat, but I'm going to try and take him on and look for a little bit of value.
Brilliant.
I mean, he's been in good form this year. He's really taken to chasing. Very impressive when he won here at Warwick back in October, followed up at Fakenham, and then lost nothing in defeat. He gave it his all at Sandown at the beginning of December. He's had a couple of months off to freshen up. He's not a horse you'd want to trail through deep winter ground and botting them. You know, he's a horse you want to keep fresh for the good spring races, and that's what they've done. You know, He's a horse that likes an emphasis on speed, so the drying ground will be very much in his favour. He's settled down a little bit in terms of his freshness. What we've seen last year over hurdles, he's just a more complete finished article over fences this year. So, yes, he's the one they all have to beat. It's a really good renewal. The one I'm going to take him on with is Rouge Vif, who was a very decent novice hurdler last year. Okay. He ended up, you know, finishing third at Aintree in a Grade 1. Chasing this year, started off Market Raisin, impressive first time up, then went to Cheltenham. And one thing about this horse, he is another horse that's been buzzy and keen. In the Cheltenham race, it looked like they tried to settle him. You know, they held him up out the back. He didn't really take to that. He didn't enjoy being held up. He's a horse that likes to bowl along and be allowed his head. And he was ridden much closer to the pace at Kempton. He tracked Global Citizen throughout on that occasion over Christmas. And that was a really good Grade 2 event. Global Citizen really built on his Carlisle performance and jumped well at the head of affairs. And, you know, to finish second in the Wayward Lad was another big step forward in his chasing career. And he could just be the value here to topple Nube Negra. Precious Cargo and Moonlighter, who finished first and second at Newbury, also line up. Really, really good race. Nube Negra, the one to beat. The value could lie with Rouge Vif.
Rouge Vif, currently 7-2, has been ever so slightly nudged in the betting as well. Was 4-1 when I first clicked the page. Has been nudged into 7-2. Rouge Vif against possibly Nube Negra. You can play your forecasts and reverse forecasts and all the such like on WilliamHill.com. And now the big betting race of the day probably is the Betfair Hurdle, the other one we're going to talk about. 2 miles, half a furlong. It's a handicap, Grade 3, Class 1. And it's a fairly stacked-looking card. 24 are currently declared. We are recording this, as I say, just prior to 1 p.m. on Friday. Now, I can't give you the exact details, but all I'll say is, if you're with WilliamHill.com across any of our channels tomorrow, stay tuned for a pretty special extra place offer on this race. That's all I'll say. I may have already said too much. Let's run down the betting here. We've got joint favourites at 6-1, Mac the Man and Not So Sleepy. Never Adapt is 8-1. The Banner King Rebel is also 8-1. Ciel de Neige is 9s. It's double figure prices for Oakley at 11. Stolen Silver at 12s. Harambe is 16s. Croix de Neuf is also 16-1, as is Sir Valentine, nearly that time of the year. Highly Prized is 18-1. Lightly Squeezed, 20. Mill Green, 20. 22-1 for Phlegmatic. 22-1 also for Pick Dory. 25-1 and bigger for all the others. We do have a couple of 66 outsiders, Nelson River and Remuluk. Full betting for all 24 runners available on WilliamHill.com. Because, as I say, we do a couple of extra place specialities on this. Would you like to discuss a couple? Would you like to put a couple up? Because there's value to be had somewhere, surely.
I'm just going to go with one.
Okay, fine.
Each way.
Yeah. Oh.
A couple of things to look at. First off, pointers from previous renewals.
Yes.
The last, I think you have to go back to 2004 to find a winner of this race older than the age of 6.
Oh. Okay.
So the 5 and 6 year olds have dominated. Having a look through the ages this year, a lot of 7, 8 year olds there quite is prominent in the betting. So, you know, that is a trend certainly to look at. And this race is, I wouldn't say it's been simple, because no race is simple, but there's been a good angle into this race in previous years, and that is following prominent runners. They've held a big advantage here at Newbury in this valuable hurdle race. But this year, there's so much likely early pace than, you know, if you're looking at that angle, you could fall into a little trap. So for me, that isn't going to be as important as it has been in previous years. The likes of Not So Sleepy, that comes here in terrific form, having won twice round Ascot when dominating from the front, you know, he's just one of several pace angles. So it should be a truly run race. You know, I think stamina certainly could count for a lot, even though this race has run over 2 miles. If you do, or are certainly capable of staying a little bit further, I think that could be a big advantage, even on the forecast. Good ground, February, good ground. Where did that come from? A couple of weeks of sunshine and wind, and we've suddenly got good ground. But I'm going to take a chance here with one at a big price. 22-1, you said there, Ben. Phlegmatic.
Yes, 22-1 currently. Has been backed in. What's 25s?
Yeah, for the Dan Skelton team.
Yes.
Only the one start this year. That came at Weatherby in a handicap hurdle. Finished second to Fransham. he travelled much the best. He was the last horse off the bridle. He just didn't quite have the speed to quicken with the winner, and the winner got first run. He stayed on very strongly at the end. He was conceding a lot of weight. He carried 11.10. I think he's the type of horse for me that will be better suited to going up in grade and carrying a lesser weight. 10 stone 3, Bridget Andrews takes the ride. I think he's a big price. You know, if those offers you said materialise in the morning, then he could be one at 22-1 to look at the each way value.
Phlegmatic, number 20 on your race cards. Bridget Andrews takes the ride for Dan Skelton's team. Currently in the betting at 22-1. Yes, I can't tell you the details. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to yet. But if you are an each way punter, perhaps you fancy Phlegmatic at 22s or any of the other big price runners. If you think you've found some value, then make sure you're looking at williamhill.com or on the app, or popping into one of our retail stores tomorrow, because you're sure to find a little bit of value.
Yeah, the danger list is too long to start mentioning them. There's so many. Never Adapt, who was given an absolute peach of a ride by Barry Geraghty to win at Kempton, came from last to first, up £10. The mare, the Banner King Rebel, just got to the front a little bit too soon when Stolen Silver came from off the pace to win that Haydock contest. Stolen Silver has a £5 penalty. Banner King Rebel looks reasonably well treated on a mark of 141. Oakley, who frustratingly just got caught on the line at Cheltenham on his last start off a mark of 134. He's a 7-year-old. Is that a negative compared to the trends we've looked at with the ages? Sir Valentine, another 7-year-old, but very quick over his hurdles. Finished third to Not So Sleepy in the said Ascot race. Dangers are plenty, but I'll stick with Phlegmatic.
Phlegmatic, 22-1. William Hill Racing Radio is on air on Saturday, just prior to the first race, due to go off at around about 12:45 at Uttoxeter. Join Gordon Brown, James Millman and John Babb. There will, of course, be another edition of the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast tomorrow as well. Please feel free to download that. Craig, thank you ever so much. Where will you be enjoying the racing tomorrow, or are you off to see your beloved Berwick Rangers?
I am indeed, yes. We've got a lunch for hospitality starting at 12:30, so I'll have it on the screens. One of the sponsors is a racing fan tomorrow, so he'll be looking out for the racing, so we'll have that on rather than the football, because I think there's only 5 matches on in the Premier League this week, so the racing will be on in the hospitality lounge.
What Craig meant to say was he'd have William Hill Racing Radio on in the corner. Is what you meant to
say. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, absolutely fine. At home to East Stirlingshire, win, lose, draw?
Draw.
Draw. Take that. We'll take a point. Craig, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Racing Radio is available on Alexa smart speakers. Just enable the William Hill Racing Radio skill or say, open William Hill Racing Radio, and leave the rest to us.
Huge thanks to Craig Forsyth for joining us on the Daily Racing Podcast today. As a little bit of a Brucey bonus, we asked Sean Quinn as part of the retail team to preview those Big Four races that Craig and I discussed. Here is his preview of the Big Four.
We've got an excellent day's racing this Saturday at William Hill, and I've taken a look forward to 4 races. The first of those is the Kingmaker at Warwick. I fancy Rouge Vif in this contest, a horse who ran really well at Kempton last time out on his first run after a wind operation. Then on to Newbury, the first race there I'm looking at is the Game Spirit. Altior should be oh so tough to beat. We then have the Denman Chase at Newbury once again. Native River, former Gold Cup winner. Well, hopefully he can take this en route to another crack at the big one in March. And finally, the Betfair Hurdle, Not So Sleepy, is looking for a hat-trick of wins over hurdles. He should take plenty of beating en route to a potential crack at the Champion Hurdle in March.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.